Welcome to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham in for Cynthia Canty. Today we look at the history behind treaty, hunting and fishing rights, and discrimination against Native Americans.
Indian fishers were seen as the bad guys, so that if you didn't get your bag limit one day on the lake, it must have been because Indian fishermen were taking the fish that you otherwise would have been able to harvest.
That's coming up later this hour. But first, the Mackinac Policy Conference, a gathering of business leaders, politicians, and activists, is underway on Mackinac Island. One of the topics is, how do we fix the damn roads, to paraphrase Governor Gretchen Whitmer? Well, we caught up with the governor earlier today. Hey, before we talk about roads, there's been some criticism from legislators in your party about the auto insurance reform that you signed into law today. How satisfied are you with that no-fault insurance overhaul?
Well, you know, it is a negotiation, and I think that anyone vested in the status quo is going to find, their issues with the resolution. But the fact of the matter is, this represents a step forward in terms of bringing rates down for people and preserving the safety net in Michigan, and those were the goals. It's not perfect, and we're certainly going to have to assess as we go and probably make some changes along the way as data comes in, but I think this represents a bipartisan negotiation that is far superior to the original bills as introduced or the prospect of a ballot initiative that would have wiped out the whole system.
Let's talk about the roads now. Recent polling and a report from the Center for Michigan basically can be summed up like this. People think the roads are bad and getting worse. They don't believe the state needs $2.5 billion a year more. It ought to be able to fix the roads with $1 billion a year or more. And finally, that money should not come from an increase in the gas tax, but come from cutting state government waste. I think the Michigan Chamber of Commerce president calls that fairy dust and wishful thinking. How are you going to persuade the people a 45-cent gas tax increase or its equivalent is necessary to fix the roads?
Well, let me start with this. I understand the public frustration with government that's not getting the job done. That's why I ran for governor. You know, 3 years ago, they raised the gas tax and told us that they solved the problem, and they knew darn well it was not enough to solve the problem. And people are justifiably angry, and that's why I put a real solution on the table. People need to see this is a $2.5 billion problem. We've got 1,100 bridges in the state of Michigan that are in condition that need to be replaced or repaired. And this is a dangerous situation that we have. It's compromising our economy. It is hurting our family incomes because we've got to fix rims on our cars as opposed to just fixing the roads the right way. And that's why when we get it done, everyone benefits. I'm going to work my tail off to make sure that we are successful on this, because what keeps me up at night is the prospect of a bridge collapse. What keeps me up at night are the families that spend a week's income just trying to get back on the road because their tire was busted. We've got real work to do, and baloney is not going to fix the problem. As the chamber said, fairy dust, however you want to put it. The fact of the matter is, we've had politicians who haven't been honest with us, and that's why everyone's so mad and skeptical, and that's what I'm trying to remedy here.
Why do you think a gas tax increase is the best way to fund fixing the roads? Are there other kind of user fees you'd consider?
You know, there certainly, if someone has an alternative way to raise $2.5 billion and fix the problem, I am absolutely eager to have that conversation. But the fact of the matter is, a gas tax under the Constitution, Article 9, Section 9, guarantees every penny actually goes into the roads and bridges. All of the other methods require a future legislature to hopefully appropriate the money, and that's why the gas tax was the smartest way about going about this. I understand the shortcomings of it, but when the foundation is crumbling in such a way that people are fixing their cars or having to hire a tutor, or their kids aren't getting the educational outcomes they need, or they can't get into a path that leads to a high-wage skill, the foundation that's crumbling hurts people at the lower end of the socioeconomic spectrum the most, but it hurts all of us, and that's what we got to fix in this state.
The Republican-led legislature does not seem to have much of an appetite for any kind of tax increase. What kind of conversations have you had with Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey and Speaker Lee Chatfield about that?
Had a lot of conversations with them, and both have acknowledged that we're going to have revenue to fix the roads. What that number is and where it comes from are the things that we have yet to work out, but the acknowledgement that it's a $2.5 billion problem that is going to require revenue is the first most important thing that we all understand.
You know, a sizable number of those people polled indicate they'd be in favor of a wait-and-see approach when it comes to finding ways to fix the road. What do you think about just waiting to see if it works out somehow?
Well, waiting and seeing is a dangerous way to do business, and it's a foolish way to do business. The fact of the matter is, it's a $2.5 billion problem today. We are at 78% of our roads in good to fair condition. In just 3 years, that number is going to be closer to 50-50, and the price tag is going to be closer to $3.5 billion. So wait and see is a dangerous, foolish way to proceed here. We've got to fix the problem, and when we do, every one of us will benefit in the form of lower bills on our to fix our cars and in a stronger economy.
There are a couple of other things that people brought up, and that is they believe some of the money for roads is getting siphoned off to other things, and that the Department of Transportation could require better quality road work than it's getting now. How do you get past the people's suspicions about how government's working?
Well, that's why truth in taxation is really important. And when you raise it at the gas pump, the Constitution requires every dime actually going to the road. So that's an accountability piece that I wanted to make sure that we had built into this plan. And also with regard to, you know, materials, we're going to use the finest quality materials so that we don't see cones going up every other year. But we haven't been rebuilding roads in Michigan in a long time. We've been patching them. We've been filling potholes, which means, you know, it's a temporary fix, and that's why you see those orange barrels every other year. When we rebuild the roads, we won't have to repair them every couple of years because they will be done right and they will last for decades.
Finally, what's your strategy to get road funding for the rest of this legislative year? What's the plan?
Well, you know, when we leave Mackinac after having a conversation about infrastructure, which is part of my keynote today, we'll continue budget talks in earnest. We're probably halfway through this budget, and this is where things get real serious and the real work gets done. So we're going to continue to push and sign a budget in before the legislature goes on their break.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer at the Mackinac Policy Conference. As always, thanks for your time.
Thank you. Have a great day.